If you don't know how to swim, it's not cool to let your friends know that, right? Well, let me tell you, it's just not smart not to tell them, especially if you're going into the lake with them to swim. Now, the scene was Lake Michigan. The 10-year-old boy was me. I couldn't swim, and I was too proud to tell my friends. And suddenly, as I waded deeper and deeper, I lost my footing. I began drinking the lake. I can remember literally the terror of it to this day. And my friends thought I was just trying to be funny. I'd gone under for the second time, and man, how I remember, I was helpless. I could not contribute a thing. I didn't know how to get back to shore. Well, thankfully, someone saw me, jumped in, and that rescuer did it all. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the hand that is your hope. Now, that day in the lake, I had one hope, that rescuer. Only one person jumped in to save me, and I'm literally here today because of him. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. Here we go. God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved. There is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Now, the saving that God is talking about here is from the effects and the punishment for the way we've run our lives. The Bible makes it clear that we're drowning in the guilt of our sin and the death penalty that God attaches to sin. And God says that when you and I were drowning spiritually, his own son Jesus jumped in to rescue us. And he loved you so much and me, he couldn't stand to lose us. In God's words, he gave himself a ransom. Now, a ransom, we know what that is. That's paying the price to get someone back. For Jesus, that was a high price. It meant absorbing all the hell and all the punishment for your sin and mine as he died on the cross. But you can still go under. You can still drown if you won't let Jesus rescue you. Listen, maybe it's hard for you to admit that you can't do something to swim to God on your own. In fact, you've done some very good things maybe to try to make it to him, but they're not good enough to meet the perfect standard of a perfect God. In Romans 3:10, God includes every single person when he says that by his standards, quote, there is no one righteous, not even one, not even you, not even me. Like me that day at the lake, there's nothing you can contribute to your rescue. Your only hope is a Savior, and only one person jumped in to save you, and that is Jesus. All that any religion can offer you is a book of swimming instructions, their way to swim to God. But it doesn't matter if they're Protestant swimming instructions or Catholic or Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or New Age or whatever. Swimming instructions won't rescue a drowning man or woman. Only the Savior can do this. And only Jesus did the dying that it requires to get rid of your sin and get you into a relationship with your Creator. And even now, through these few minutes, he's coming to you, offering to do for you what you could never do for yourself, and that is save you from your sin. All you can do is do what I did that day. You grab the rescuer like he's your only hope, because he is. You cannot rescue yourself. Would you finally put your pride aside and the religion and the goodness you thought would get you to heaven and just reach for Jesus? He wouldn't have died on that cross if your goodness could get you to heaven. It took his death. That was the only way. Just tell him now, Jesus, I believe that when you were dying on that cross, my sins were some of those sins you died for, and I have no hope but you. I'm glad you're alive from the dead, and I'm asking you to come in and be my Savior for my sin. It would be a great time for you to go to our website, because it literally has there the information you need to make sure you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. Will you go there today? Anewstory.com. That day I was going under, I had one hope. And that one hope was enough. The rescuer had come. And that's what Jesus wants to be for you today. Please, grab your Savior and hold on tight.